Hey guys, welcome to Crimson Talks, a solo podcast hosted by me. I am Crimson. This first slash zero episode, mainly for introductions, is a little bit harder than I thought. I don't really know how to transition from welcome to hey, this is what's gonna happen. I actually had this episode recorded like a week ago, and I was just gonna post it, you know, don't even re-listen to it or anything because I'm pretty sure it was gonna be terrible, but I had to re-record it because I've been doing a couple things that changed a lot of the content that I had recorded, mainly having to do with like school, and then I butchered my own social media. Like, how could I not know what you can find me as? Which is also why I put my links on this podcast description. But I thought, you know, I changed so many things that I should just re-record it. And so here I am. If you guys don't know who I am, mainly people know me as Crimson. A couple people know me as Lisette. That is my human name, though my actual name is top secret information. I'm a blogger. I blog about anime, manga, boys love, books, movies, conventions. Sorry if you guys heard my tummy. I'm not even hungry. I don't know why I did that. You know, ideally I do reviews and like I talk about, you know, stuff that I read. Recently I actually have not been blogging as much as I wanted to, but hopefully that changes in the future. I basically have a multi-content blog. One day I was like, I should do a podcast. This was like a couple months ago. And I kind of wanted to get feedback on this idea, but at the same time, I didn't really. So what I ended up doing was that I posted it on my Patreon that is completely dead. There's like only two people on there. So I posted it on there knowing that I wasn't really going to get much feedback about this idea. At least the idea was out in the void, even if I didn't get any feedback. I mainly just posted about it for my benefit. At least that's how it started. Now that this is actually a thing, I'm actually going to be talking more about it on my main accounts, like Twitter and Facebook. And my blog, in terms of content for this podcast, it's basically just like my blog, just that, like, 100 times more casual. My blog actually used to be more casual before, but, I feel like recently I've been trying to go the professional route, even though that there's not, like, a lot of professional content on there. It's just me fangirling sometimes. I'm still gonna be talking about anime, still talking about manga, most definitely boys love. I am an avid fujoshi. I love boys love. It's like I've gotten to the point where if the main couple is not gay, I probably won't like it. Mainly guy on guy. I can do Yuri, I think. I've read a couple Yuri stuffs, but my main I want to call it a genre. I know that there's like this whole thing about calling BL a genre or not, but I call it that. So I really love the BL genre, and I'm hopefully going to be incorporating a little bit more BL in this podcast than I would in like my blog or whatever. I am also going back to school, so I'm hoping to incorporate school in some way in this podcast. My blog is probably gonna turn into like some college experience lifestyle blog or something. I don't know. Usually, my blog tends to reflect whatever I'm into at the time. Unless I'm having like bloggers blog or whatever, then I tend to do blog tours or some kind of content that's a little bit less about what I like and more about just me putting out content so that I can keep writing. I'm also hoping to get some discussions on here. It could just be me posing some questions and then like having you guys interact with me via my blog because Anchor doesn't really have a very interactive system or something. What would you call it? I don't know. Ah, words escape me. But I want this to be interactive when possible. I know I'm not a super interactive type person. Other people do it better, but I'm trying. And I also very much want to do collabs on here. I just feel like it's more interesting to have different opinions floating around in a podcast than just have me sit here and talk to my phone and be like, "Hey, I just watched Tomb Raider and it was awesome," which is true, but I think it would be more interesting if it was like me and someone else talking about it, just being like fangirls, fanboys, or like, "Hey, but I didn't really like this," and I'll be like, "What?" You know, breaks my heart. So I really want to have people guesting on this podcast per episode, like I would even say up to 3 or 4 people if anyone is interested in anything. Let me know. I'm on Twitter as Crimson Blogs. I'm on Facebook as Crimson613. I have other social media, just find me. Usually I am Crimson613. But sometimes I don't get to that name and then I have to find something else. But yeah, so there's that. I actually already have at least one or two collab episodes planned out, and I'm so excited about it. I'm so glad that a fellow blogger has agreed to do this with me because I feel like, especially the topic that we're going to be talking about, is more interesting if there's more than one person talking about it. So, for my writer buddies and Fujoshi lovers, Fujoshi, boys love lovers, that's going to be something interesting. Yeah, so I fiddled around with Anchor a little bit already, and there's a couple things I like, there's a couple things I don't really like. I really like that it's very podcast oriented. One of the reasons I hadn't done this podcast before was because I didn't really have a site to post this on. I know there's YouTube, but YouTube is more video based, and I didn't want to record audio and then just stick it onto like an image, and then it's like, well, I don't want it to be like a blank image or something. I didn't really want to create like art for like the episodes. I know I'm lazy. I'm sorry. So I didn't really like, I was like, no, I don't really want to use YouTube, even though I like how you can like put stuff in playlists and everything. And then, like, I know that there's like a couple bloggers that do podcasts on there, but it just wasn't something for me, especially since it's only gonna be audio based, or that, like, that's the plan. And then I know that SoundCloud exists. I used to be on SoundCloud. I don't think I ever actually use it though. But I have a blogger friend. His name's Remy, and I think his podcast is called The Lily Podcast. And he recently started a solo podcast as well. And I like that SoundCloud is very audio based, but it's not like podcast specific. You can do other audio like music on there. like, mainly from what I've noticed is that it's very music based, but you can do podcasts on there. But the thing that I don't like about them is that you only get a certain amount of hours to use, and then once you run out of time, you have to upgrade to one of their paid memberships. And I'm like, well, if I really enjoy doing podcasts and I do enough content that I surpass that amount of time, like, what am I gonna do? Like, I don't want to go back and delete old content, but I don't want to upgrade and then have paid stuff. Because if there's something you guys should know about me, it is that I am poor and I am cheap. So, at least I'm cheap with, like, certain things. Like, if you guys dangle some books in front of me, I will whip out all my cash and be like, take it all. Just give me the book. But anything else, it's like, well, I don't really need that. So, you know, I didn't really want to get it on SoundCloud. So then when Lita posted some of her updates on her blog, and she mentioned that she got an anchor and that she's going to be hosting a podcast called That Nerd Lita. Definitely check it out. I thought, hey, let me check out this website. And, you know, I like that it's podcast specific. I didn't see anything about there being limits in terms of audio. They're also really cool about putting out your podcast at, like, other places. I know that you can find it on iTunes, and then there's, like, Google Play, but there's, like, other places that they mention on the website that I can't remember off the top of my head. So, you know, I was like, oh, this sounds interesting. Let me look through it a little bit more thoroughly. So, you know, I listened to a couple podcasts, and by a couple, I mean really only one. There was this really long episode that I listened to while I was at work, and it was such an awesome discussion on Death Note. If you guys want to look for it, it is called, what was it called? I think it was like TBT, and then there's like Death Note review or discussion or something. I looked, I typed in anime into the search bar, and I happened upon it. And it's a pretty interesting discussion on Death Note. It does go into spoiler territory and everything. And it made me think about a couple things I hadn't thought about in terms of, like, Death Note. and, yeah, Death Note is an awesome anime. If you guys haven't watched it, you guys should. But, you know, I was listening to this podcast and, you know, I'm at work and there's like ding, ding, ding. And I'm like, what's going on with my phone? Like, where is this noise coming from? And then it was only after I listened to this podcast, it's like an hour long or something, has so many parts to it, that I realized that the little dings in the audio was the applaud function that I was so afraid of touching because I didn't want it to, like, exit out of the podcast. And then, you know, I was like, oh, this is interesting. So if you like something in the podcast, you could actually, like, applaud that section. And then, like, people who view it later will actually hear the little dings where you thought it was interesting. And I was like, huh, I haven't seen this before. It also has a favorite, function where if you liked it, you favorite the podcast. And then, you know, whenever you go on to Anchor, you have like a little quick selection area where you, it's like subscribing to the podcast, except I don't know if you actually get notifications because none of the podcasts that I follow have updated yet. So until that happens, I will know. And then it does have a message function where you can record, I believe it's up to like a minute of audio, and I'm like, that's a little awkward, but okay. So, you know, those are the functions that I saw from Anchor. I didn't really like that it's not very interactive. Like, there's no comment section, there's no well, I guess that's mainly what I wanted, because I want people to talk to me. Like, I'm gonna make a podcast, but I'm also gonna pose a couple questions and be like, hey, let me know what you guys think. If you watch this, or if you read this, or if so-and-so. So I'm a little sad that that function doesn't exist on there. But I was like, you know what? If I combine it with my blog, I can put out the audio in a post. And then my comment section on the blog can work as the communication for us. So that I think that's what I'm gonna do. That's basically what I planned, as a way to, I guess, talk, make this work. But yeah, that's about it. So I said who I was. My main place is going to be Anchor. That doesn't mean you can't find this elsewhere though, because I like to post things everywhere. So I'm thinking about maybe doing it on SoundCloud and YouTube, regardless of what I already mentioned, but Anchor's going to be my main place unless I find somewhere even better. I'm going to be posting mainly otaku culture stuff and then student lifestyle stuff. Oh, and if anyone's interested, I am going back to school. I start on Tuesday. I'm so excited and nervous. I don't care how many times I have to, like, start the first day of classes. I always get nervous. I doubt I'm going to sleep that day, which is crazy because I think I work that night and then, like, the next morning I go to school. I'm going back to, one, finish off my bachelor's, but also get my master's at the same time. The school that I go to offers, like, a dual degree type thing where you can get both. They say that, I think it's, like, you get both in, like, 5 years, but, like, I'm not gonna be full-time because I can't afford it. I'm gonna be part-time, so it's probably gonna take me longer. Maybe it's gonna take me 5 years, including what I already have. Who knows? I'm gonna try to get it out as soon as possible because I just wanna, like, finish, but also never finish. I like going to school and learning stuff, but it's expensive. Why can't it be free? So I'm going to be living on campus starting Tuesday. I was actually allowed to move in since yesterday, but I was scheduled for work this whole weekend until Monday. And I was like, I'm just going to stay home because my job and my school are at least an hour away from each other. It's like an hour and a half or something. And I'm like, I can't go live on campus and then have to commute out here. It's like living home and then commuting to school. It's crazy. So I'm going to be moving in on Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday, because my classes start on Tuesday. So I'm going to be moving in that morning and then going to class in the afternoon. This is actually the part that didn't make any sense in the last recording because everything has changed. So I'm going for 2 classes. I'm still part-time. That hasn't changed, but I'm going, like, my classes are history of animation and illustration foundations. Before it was like 2 history classes. I think it was like history of animation and history of comics, which I really wanted to take, but I was like, I don't know if it's gonna fit into my degree. And right now, I want to do classes that actually count towards my degree. And if I have time later, you know, and if I have cash to spare, I'll take that extra class. But for now, I'm going to stick to this. Although I did see that history of comics might be able to fit somehow, but I need to talk to an advisor first. So I'm going to hold off on that one. I have no idea what illustration foundations is going to be about, but it's illustration, it's drawing. I'm pretty sure it's going to be fun. History of animation. I'm actually excited to get to the part where we talk about anime because I'm pretty sure it's going to come up at some point. did I already say what I was going back for? If I didn't, I can't remember. It was for, my BFA, MFA in animation. Yeah. That's what it was. Hopefully I can still do this. I'm going to get a minor in studio art because that's where I started my classes. So I have a whole bunch of studio art classes and I don't want them to go to waste. So I'm just going to do a minor in that. But yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to be living on campus. I saw that my school has a volleyball club and a baseball club. And obviously, you know, I'm gonna go check them out I don't know how to play either one competitively, but I like the idea of playing because, I watched Haikyuu and Ace of Diamonds, so that's my motivation. Oh my god. Oh, such a nerd. Sorry. But I also plan to get a new job out there and hopefully on campus, hopefully something that pays well, maybe even in the city. It doesn't have to be on campus. And I hope to share my experiences and my stress, and it's gonna be fun, I'm pretty sure. This episode has been going on for 20 minutes, which brings me to the other thing. How long are each episode's gonna be? I don't know. I tend to ramble a lot, which is something I noticed when I started working on my stuff on YouTube. Like, wow, like stay on track. Like, I can't. I always go from like A to B to like some other letter, and then I'll go back to C, and it's like, it's been 20 minutes now. It was only supposed to be 5. What is wrong with you? So yeah. If it's short, it's gonna be short. If it's a little bit longer, it wasn't my intention, but I hope you listen all the way through my rambling. But yeah, that's it for this introductory episode. I hope you guys continue listening to this podcast. I already have the second episode topic planned. It's gonna be conventions, which I had also recorded, but then stuff happened, and so now I have to re-record. But yeah, that's about it. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for stopping by. Let me know what you think. If you want me to talk about certain stuff, let me know, and I will try my best to make it happen. I won't promise that the content will be amazing, but I will try my best to be entertaining. Bye! Thanks for stopping by. Oh, I'm so bad at this. Definitely favorite if you like this. Follow my blog to keep up with this. Follow me on Twitter. I am Crimson Blogs. And if you like any of my content anywhere on the interwebs, you can buy me a coffee. You can find me there as Crimson Blogs, or you can follow or support me on Patreon. I'm good with follows, so I don't need the money. I mean, I do, but I'm good with follows. So, bye for real this time.